I think they contributed an awful lot. And if we just start off with that amazing pioneer suffragist, Esther Roper, and her meeting up with her life partner, Eva Gore Booth, they looked around and were in Manchester where they were campaigning and were rather dismayed to see it was largely a middle-class kind of campaign. And they thought, what's going on outside the city of Manchester in the cotton towns of the north? And the more they looked, they found there were vast numbers of women working in the cotton mills, no fewer than 250,000 women working in the cotton mills by 1900. And it's very important that within the cotton mills, they particularly worked in the weaving sheds. The majority of women were weavers, and women weavers earned almost equal pay with men. They earned just over £1, and men earned £1.25, old pennies. And they were the only group of women workers, only large group of women workers to earn almost equal pay. And they were organised into trade unions, so very articulate and well organised. But they all were disenfranchised. So Eva Gore Booth, Esther Roper, decided to launch a petition for women's suffrage to be signed only by the women cotton workers of Lancashire and Cheshire. And they launched it on May Day 1900 in Blackburn, which was the centre of the weaving towns, Burnley and Preston either side. Having launched the petition, they needed to find local volunteers, local women who'd worked in the cotton mills, the weaving sheds, to go around their local areas, knock on doors, go up and down the streets, round the corner, up the next door street, looking for signatures for their women's suffrage petition. And one of their key recruits was Selina Cooper, from Nelson, just north of Burnley. And Selina Cooper had been a cotton winder in the winding room alongside the weaving sheds, and she now had a young baby, Mary Cooper, and was married to a weaver called Robert. And she went round her local streets picking up and gathering signatures. And thanks to the energy and conviction and commitment of people like Selina Cooper, backed, of course, by Esther Roper and Eva Gore Booth, the number of signatures they got was over 29,000. And if you look at the Lancashire Women Cotton Workers Suffrage Petition presented to the House of Commons, Westminster, in March 1901, you can look down the list of signatures for petitions that day for extending the franchise, the vote to women, and it's 12 here and 17 there and 23 there. And then suddenly you get to the undersigned women workers in the cotton factories of Lancashire, 29,197. And I think it's absolutely amazing. And if you say, what did working class women do and what was their contribution to Votes for Women, I think one of the first things was they signed the petition, and it meant that nobody could say that working class women didn't care about their own enfranchisement.